الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا أمة بعد أمته، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين يبتغون الكتاب مما ملكت أيمانكم فكاتبوهم إن علمتم فيهم خيرا وآتوهم من مال الله الذي آتاكم ولا تكرهوا فتياتكم على البغاء إن أردنا تحصنا لتبتغوا عرض الحياة الدنيا إلى آخر الآية. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من مات وهو بريء من الكبر والغلول والدين دخل الجنة. عن أبي سعيد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: اللهم إني أعوذ بالله من الكفر والدين. فقال رجل: أتعدل الكفر بالدين يا رسول الله؟ قال: نعم، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, it is indeed unfortunate and tragic that you and I have to digress from issues that are making headlines on the international front in the Muslim world and discuss issues that were supposed to be understood by each and every Muslim. Perhaps then our situation could be likened to that student who is in secondary school. He has to write his matric examination, yet he has to be taught primary work. Each and every person would understand and realize that the time and the situation and the venue doesn't warrant primary work be taught at this critical juncture. The hour is so critical, yet primary work has to be taught to that student who is about to write his matric examination. Respected brothers, the phase through which the Muslim Ummah is going through at this present moment, and while the Palestinian cry continues, the sound of takbir, if not martyrdom, is being echoed globally. And if you and I decide to don our armor and we decide to present ourselves in the path of Allah in the form of jihad, which is the most supreme sacrifice that a person could offer for the deen of Allah. The hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, which appears in Sharh al-Sunnah, which will make the focus of my talk today, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Muhammad ibn Jahsh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wherein he says that kunna julusan bi fina'il masjid, that we were sitting in the courtyard of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, haythu yuda'u al-janaiz, where the janazas were brought and performed. Wa rasulullahi bayna dhahrayna, and Nabi alayhi salam was sitting amongst us. He says, suddenly Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked towards the heavens. Fanadhara, he glances. Thumma ta'ata'a ra'sahu, then he lowers his gaze. Wa wada'a yadahu ala jabhatihi, he takes his Mubarak hands and he places it upon his forehead. And he says, Subhanallah, maza unzila min tashdeed. That what severe injunctions have come down from Allah this very moment. What severe injunctions have come down from Allah this very second. Hazrat Muhammad radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Fasakatna yawmana wa laylatana falam nara illa khaira. That entire day we remain silent. We said nothing, we heard nothing, we observed nothing. He says, after one day had passed, I took the courage of asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that mat tashdeed alladhi nazal, that O Nabi of Allah, yesterday you had made reference to some severe injunction that has come down from the side of Allah. We remained silent, we observed nothing, we heard nothing. Could you perhaps elucidate, elaborate, what were you making mention of? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Muhammad, biddain. I was speaking about debts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed some severe injunctions and rulings with regards to that person who dies without settling his debts. He says, my next question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, that O Nabi of Allah, what has Allah said regarding debts? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَوْ أَنَّ أَحَدًا قُتِلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ عَاشَ ثُمَّ قُتِلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ عَاشَ ثُمَّ قُتِلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ عَاشَ مَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى يُقْضَى دَيْنُهُ. By the qasam of that being in whose hand lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if a person has to stand up in the battlefield advancing towards the enemy until he enjoys the rank of martyrdom, Allah revives him again. He enjoys martyrdom for a second time. Allah revives him again. He enjoys martyrdom for a third time. Allah's qasam, he would never ever enter Jannah until his heirs do not settle his debts. Either his heirs settle his debts in this world, or he settles it in the form of the currency of akhirat, and that is his amal and his good deeds. That brings us to the next hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, narrated in Muslim on the authority of Abu Huraira, where Nabi alayhi salam asked his sahaba that atadruna manil muflis, oh my sahaba, do you know who is a bankrupt person? Sahaba ikram reply, man la dirham lahu wala mata. Oh my Nabi, we would classify that person as a bankrupt person who has no wealth, no possessions in this dunya. Nabi alayhi salam said that no, a bankrupt person of my ummah would be that person of my ummah who will come on the day of qiyamah. وَيَأْتِي قَدَ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا وَضَرَبَ هَذَا وَسَّفَكَ دَمَ هَذَا. He will come with 50 years of salah, 50 years of zakat, with 30 hajj, with 30 umrah. But at the same time, he had usurped the wealth of someone else. He had eaten up the inheritance of his sister. He died without settling his debts. This person, despite all his good deeds, he will come in the court of Allah, and Allah would start paying them out. Understand that the currency of akhirat, it is not your rands, dollars and pounds. The currency of akhirat, it is your amal. From your good deeds, they will be paid out, till eventually all your good deeds would have become exhausted. They will turn to Allah. Allah will tell them that the only way out is to take your sins and heap it upon this person's head, and take him and throw him into the fire of Jahannam. Brothers, for us to understand, in this hadith, Nabi alayhi salam says that that person who enjoys martyrdom, there are severe implications in this hadith, which unfortunately is the tragedy of our times, that there are many people who camouflage this situation, who are disguising themselves because they are linked up to some pious personalities who are running Islamic institutions, and they feel by virtue of that they will be exempt and the matter between themselves and the Allah will be solved. Wallah, brothers, it is so critical. The Nabi of Allah refused to perform the janazah salah of that sahabi who died without settling his debts. Perhaps there can never be any greater sacrifice that a person could offer to Allah than presenting his life in jihad. One person comes to Nabi alayhi salam. There's a car registration, hot body 2ZN. Please remove your car, obstructing the driveway. One sahabi comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Nabi of Allah, if I am martyred, will Allah pardon my sins? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him without a shadow of doubt, يُغْفَرْ لِشَهِيدْ كُلُّ ذَنْبْ. Allah would pardon each and every sin of yours. The sahabi walks away, Nabi alayhi salam calls him back. Just repeat your question. If I am martyred, will Allah pardon my sins? Nabi alayhi salam tells him, of course, with the exception of debt. Jibreel has come and made this exception, that Allah would never pardon the debt that is upon your shoulders. The hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, لما أصيب إخوانكم بأحد, when your brothers were martyred in the battle of Uhud, جعل الله أرواحهم في أجواف طير, Allah had placed their souls in the form of birds. تريد أنهار الجنة تأكل من ثمارها تأوي إلى قناديل من ذهب في ظل العرش. They enjoyed the different comforts of Jannah. Those Jannatis then implored Allah, they begged Allah, that Ya Allah, grant us permission that we could inform our brothers in this world so that they could also exert themselves and enjoy this reward of martyrdom. Allah said, you do not have to inform them. I will convey this message to them in the form of Quran via Jibreel on the tongue of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah reveals the verses, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. That let them not have the perception, the one that dies in the battlefield, he is alive. It is our belief that a martyr and a prophet, they are alive in their qabrs. The only difference is the level of a martyr, the level of a prophet is greater than that of the martyr. Like we learn from the hadith, when a person dies in the battlefield, he is buried in the clothes in which he dies. Lawnuhu lawnu damin wa rihu rihu miskin. The color will be of blood, the smell will be of musk. Brothers, the point I am stressing, Nabi alayhi salam spoke about the martyr, that tomorrow he will stand upon the battlefield. One side to his credit will be this great sacrifice, this great reward of martyrdom. But can we imagine such a grave sin, the sin of not settling debts, that person who dies without settling his debts, even that person who had presented his life in the battlefield, such a supreme sacrifice will not pardon that person who died without settling his debts. Wallah, brothers, it is so critical. The hadith of Nabi alayhi salam on the authority of Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu, narrated in Nasai Sharif, when Nabi alayhi salam used to make this dua, that Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wa dain. It is unfortunate that you and I do not study the duas of Nabi alayhi salam. In this dua, Nabi alayhi salam seeks protection and pardon from two things. That, O may Allah, I seek thy protection from kufr and disbelief. And, O may Allah, I seek thy protection from overwhelming debts. One sahabi was sitting nearby. He said, O Nabi of Allah, can I ask you a question? Nabi alayhi salam says, by all means, Ata'dilu al-kufra bid-dayn ya Rasulallah. O Nabi of Allah, do you couple kufr and disbelief with settling of debts? Do you equate kufr and disbelief with debts? Just as Allah mentions in the Quran, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا. Where Allah says that it is the decree of your Lord that none be worshipped besides Him. In the same verse, in the same ayat, Allah couples it by saying, just as it is compulsory for you to declare the oneness of Allah, likewise it is compulsory for you to obey your parents. In Surah Hajj, another example, when Allah mentions, فَاجْتَنِبُوا الرِّجْتَ مِنَ الْأَوْسَانِ وَاجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ. Allah says, abstain from idol worship. In the same verse, Allah couples it by saying, abstain from speaking lies. From this, the commentators deduce that speaking lies is equivalent to idol worship. O Nabi of Allah, do you equate kufr with this? Do you equate disbelief with settling of debts? Nabi alayhi salam said, of course. The commentators explain that what is the reason, what is the link that the Nabi of Allah equates disbelief with settling of debts. The commentators of hadith write that when a person has overwhelming debts and he cannot pay, or perhaps in our time I will speak about this, that he does not want to pay, which makes the crime severe. He cannot pay, or perhaps he does not want to pay. Then he starts conducting himself, or he starts reflecting the qualities and the attributes of a munafiq and a kafir. He starts speaking lies. He deceives. He deceits. He gets involved in fraudulent deals. Every day is a different gunah. He opens up a can of worms, a host of different gunahs. Brothers, we learn from the ahadith, it is unlawful, prohibited and forbidden for you to do such an action that will provoke people to curse you. By way of example, it is makruh tahrimi to urinate beneath a shady tree. Naturally, people will come and they will see, they will curse that person that has committed that act. Likewise, Nabi alayhi salam said that it is unlawful, it is haram to do such an action that will provoke people to curse you. Wallah, brothers, we have seen it with our own eyes, that when a person is owing money and he does not settle his debts, wallah, it does not provoke people to curse. It provokes people to kill. There are many, many instances that the man is owing me money. He does not want to pay. Every day I approach the man, it is a different story. Wallah, brothers, at times I fail to comprehend that is it an absence of morality or is it the lack of morality that a man is owing money. He will meet his creditor with a smiling face. There is no guilt, no shame. He will greet him with a smiling face And then he will tell you arrogantly that you can dream about your money. Wallah, brothers, if he tells you you can dream about your money, my message to you is, but rather the message of Nabi alayhi salam to you is, I say the statement fearing Allah, that the message to that person from the side of Nabi alayhi salam is that you can dream about Jannah. You can dream about Jannah. Your Hajj, your Umrah, your link with pious personalities would not avail you of the wrong that you had committed. Wallah, you are going headlong into the fire of Jahannam. Perhaps at this juncture, let me address my mothers and sisters who are listening. Nabi alayhi salam says in the riwayat of Tabrani, on the authority of Abdul ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٍ يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٍ يَكُونُ حَلَاكُ الرَّجُلِ عَلَى يَدِ زَوْجَتِهِ وَأَبَوَيْهِ وَلَدِهِ وَيُعَيِّرُونَهُ بِالْفَقْرِ وَيُكَلِّفُونَهُ مَا لَا يُطِيقُ فَيَدْخُلُ مَدَاخِلَ الَّتِي يَذْهَبُ فِيهَا دِينُهُ. 1400 years ago, Nabi alayhi salam had prophesied and he spelt it out to the Ummah as though it is happening today. Just another miracle of the truth of Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salam said, a time is to dawn in my Ummah where a man would lose his iman. Number one, because of his wife. Number two, because of his children. Number three, because of his parents. The most beloved to him will become instrumental in the destruction of his iman. Sahaba Ikram inquired, how would this happen? يُعَيِّرُونَهُ بِالْفَقْرِ. Nabi alayhi salam says that daily his wife and his children will taunt him. They will criticize him. Look at the furniture at home. Your brother's wife is driving a half a million rand car. I am driving a 20,000 rand car. Your brother every year is going on a vacation. I am sitting at home. His wife and his children will criticize him. They will taunt him to such an extent that criticism will become unbearable. Nabi alayhi salam says, in that profound love that he has for his wife and his children, he will start borrowing money just to appease his wife and his children. He will start borrowing money. He will get involved in fraudulent deals. Nabi alayhi salam says, in the process, this man will please his wife and he will lose his iman together with his wife and his entire generation. Layul wajid yuhillu irdahu wa uqubatahu. Nabi alayhi salam says that that person who is owing money and he does not settle his debts, this action is so dislike in the eyes of Allah that because of this action, his honor is no longer sacred in the eyes of Allah. And this was the parting advice of Nabi alayhi salam in his Hajjatul Wada. In other words, you could expose this man. You could dishonor him. وَأُقُوبَتَهُ. Not only exposing him, not only dishonoring him. Wallah, brothers, the aspect of Hajj and agents, that is a topic on its own. Every cent that is not paid up, how could you enjoy that money that has been tainted with the blood and the sweat and the tears of others? How? Perhaps there is no morals in you. وَوْقُوبَتَهُ. Nabi alayhi salam says, not only can you expose him, not only can you disgrace him, but in a Muslim country, such a person will be imprisoned. Nabi alayhi salam says, صَاحِبُ الدَّيْنِ مَعْثُورٌ بِدَيْنِ. That person who has the ability of settling his debts and he does not settle his debts, this person would be isolated in the fire of Jahannam. He will cry to Allah that, Ya Allah, why have you done this to me? Matlul ghaniyya dhulmun. Nabi alayhi salam says that that person who does not settle his debts, he is a zalim in the eyes of Allah, and the dua of a zalim would never be accepted. Salasatun haqqun ala Allahi aunuhum. There's so many young people that are sitting here. Allah forgive many youngsters I know personally. Before performing their nikahs, they are borrowing money. Brothers, Nabi alayhi salam had performed every nikah of his so simple that no ummati must ever delay his nikah on the grounds of the lack of funds. As long as you intend getting married to protect your izzat and your chastity and your honor, Allah will assist you. But now you go on borrowing money, taking loans to have some elaborate function so that society could also say that you also had a function. Allah's qasam, Allah's help will never descend in that marriage. Man akhadha amwal an-nas yuridu ada'aha. The hadith of Nabi alayhi salam appears in Nasa'i Sharif, the second volume. Nabi alayhi salam says that that person who borrows money with the intention of paying back, Allah has taken it upon himself of assisting this person in repaying his creditor. Allah will assist you in repaying your creditor. Nabi alayhi salam says, man akhadha amwal an-nas, that person who borrows money, at the time of borrowing money, you promise the man that I will pay you back on a certain day. But in your heart, in your mind, you know that you will not be able to meet up to your commitment. That is why there are many verses in the Quran. Brothers, this one verse will make your hair stand. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَالَّذِينَ يَبْتَغُونَ الْكِتَابِ, where Allah speaks about the harms of taking false oaths, that many a time a person will come to you, he will tell you that lend me a certain amount of money, I will pay you back on a certain day. But in that person's heart and his mind, he has the intention of not paying back. The only intention of promising you is that so that he could convince you to give him the money. Wallah, brothers, this form of deceit, the consequences of this form is deceit. It is so severe. One is when you are borrowing the money, you have the intention of paying back. But due to certain circumstances, later on you cannot pay back. That is a different story. But this is that person who borrows the money. At the time of borrowing the money, he has no intention of paying back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that such a person should fear that before leaving this world, the chances are that he would leave this world without iman. فَتَذِلَّ قَدَمٌ بَعْدَ ثُبُوتِهَا. His feet would slip after its firmness. Mufti Shafi Sahib writes on the authority of Tafsir al-Qurtubi, such a person should fear that before leaving this world, Allah will snatch iman from his heart. I was speaking about when people are getting married, people are borrowing money. In fact, there are many, many relations. One woman comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she says, oh Nabi of Allah, I present myself to you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not interested. A sahabi was sitting nearby. He said, oh Nabi of Allah, it seems as though you are not interested. Why don't you perform my nikah to this woman? Nabi alayhi salam says, by all means, what do you have to give as mahar? He says, I have absolutely nothing. Brothers, at this point I would like to add that many of us, we have elaborate functions. We go on borrowing money. And I know one person told me personally that, Maulana, many years ago, my nephew got married. I lent him 100,000 rands. Every day I approach him, it is a different story. I am not your nephew. You think I'm going to run away? Every day is a different story. Brothers, my humble suggestion, instead of having elaborate functions, take that money, give it to your daughter and your son-in-law. Perhaps they will be able to furnish their home, if not buy off a home. Nabi alayhi salam tells this sahabi, what do you have to give? He says, I have absolutely nothing. Wala khatamin min hadid. Nabi alayhi salam says, don't you even have a ring? He says, I have absolutely nothing. Nabi alayhi salam doesn't for a moment suggest to him to go and take a loan. He comes back to Nabi alayhi salam. Oh Nabi of Allah, I have absolutely nothing. I want to get married. Nabi alayhi salam asked him, how many surahs have you memorized from the Quran? He says, I've learned this and this surah. Nabi alayhi salam says, go and teach those surahs to your wife. I have performed your nikah. That is exclusive to you. Brothers in deen, we have such examples where nikahs were performed without any finances. Today, a man does not have money to pay the cook he's doing his nikah. This does not for a moment suggest for you to go and take a loan. Nabi alayhi salam says, Man mata, that person who dies, wa huwa bari'um min al-kibri wal-ghululi wal-dain, dakhala al-jannah, that person who dies without debts on his shoulders, he dies without pride and arrogance, he will walk straight into Jannah. Brothers, let us for a moment reflect and ponder. Allah forgive. This hadith appears in Tirmizi on the authority of Sauban. Nabi alayhi salam says that that person who dies without deceiving, that person who dies without pride and arrogance, and that person who dies without debts on his shoulders, he will enter into Jannah. Allah forgive. Daily we are dying deceiving people. We are dying with pride and arrogance. We are dying with debts on our shoulders. Brothers, we are then dreaming about Jannah. We are then dreaming about Jannah. In the time of Sahaba Ikram, when there was taqwa in the Ummah, Allah forgive, the condition has dawned upon the Ummah today, where a man knows that he is going down financially. All he does, he picks up the phone, he phones the lawyers. And unfortunately, there are some Muslim lawyers who specialize in this field. His properties are transferred onto different names. His assets are moved to unknown locations. And all he does, he stands up, scot-free liquidation. I am liquidated. Oh my brother, let me tell you, in the eyes of Allah, there is no insolvency. There is no liquidation. On every sigh, every cry, every pain, every toss that man had turned, Allah will drop you deeper and deeper into the fire of Jahannam. In fact, let me terminate. It can be clearly said without a fear of contradiction. If you have to study the pagan Arabs prior to the advent of Islam, the pagan Arabs, even at that time, they had enjoyed certain salient qualities that even the modern day world cannot match those qualities that were found in those Arabs prior to the advent of Islam. One was the quality of hospitality. The second was the quality of honesty. And the third quality that was common amongst the Arabs in those dark days was the importance they attached to the setting of debts. The incident of Umayr ibn Wahab and Safar ibn Umayyah will be opportune to mention. After the Battle of Badr, after Abu Jahl had died, Safan ibn Umayyah and Umayr ibn Wahab were sitting in the Haram Sharif in Makkah. So Safan ibn Umayyah made the comment, and he says, since Abu Jahl has died, there is no more pleasure left in life. So Umayr ibn Wahab said that, you know what, you have taken out the words from my mouth. Had it not been because of two obstacles, I would have assassinated this man this very second. وَلَوْلَا دَيْنٌ عَلَيَّ وَعِيَالٌ عِنْدِي أَخْشَى عَلَيْهِمُ الضَّيْعَ لَرَكِبْتُ لَا مُحَمَّدٍ حَتَّى أَقْتُلَهُ. Had it not been because of my debts, and had it not been because of my wife and my children, I would have assassinated Muhammad this very second. Brothers, the scholars are unanimous that it is not permissible for a person who has debts on his shoulders to go on Nafil Hajj and Nafil Umrah. When that is not permissible, how then will it be permissible for him to go on vacations and live in exclusive hotels and drive exclusive luxury cars? The debtor is living in more comfort than a creditor, and he will greet you with a smile, absolutely no guilt. Brothers, understand the currency of akhirat. It is your amal. You know, you are going to the airport, you want to buy a can of Coke. What do we say? We rather buy it here. In the airport, you will pay three times the price. Pay it in rands, dollars and pounds. In akhirat, your salah will go. As it is, we have no salah. Allah alone knows whether it is accepted. Nonetheless, coming back to this incident, Umayr ibn Wahab, Safan ibn Umayyah made this comment that since Abu Jahl has died, you know, there is no more pleasure left in life. Umayr ibn Wahab said, had it not been because of my debts and my children, I would have assassinated Muhammad this very second. So Safan ibn Umayyah tells him that, you know, I will take the responsibility upon myself, that I will settle your debts and I will take care of your children. Once he was given the assurance that his debts would be settled, he then embarks on this journey. Who knows, perhaps it was this quality, the importance they attach to the settling of debts, that makes him fortunate when he comes to Madinatul Munawwara. Sayyidina Umar looked at him, ma jaa illa bi sharrin ya Rasulallah. O Nabi of Allah, this man has come with ulterior motives. He grabs Umayr ibn Wahab, he drops him before Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salam asked him, oh Umayr, why have you come? He says, my son has been captured by the Muslims. I have come to set my son free. Nabi alayhi salam says, oh Umayr, no. Let me tell you why you have come. Yourself and Safan were sitting in the Haram Sharif in Makkah. And Safan ibn Umayyah made the comment that since Abu Jahl has died, there is no more pleasure left in life. And you had said that had it not been because of two obstacles, you would have assassinated me this very second. He had given you the assurance that he would have settled. He settled your debts and he will take care of your children. Once he had given you that assurance, you have embarked on this journey and you have come to assassinate me. Umair ibn Wahab stands up and he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu wa rasulu. I bring iman on Allah and I bring iman on your finality. I put my trust and my reliance on that being that has informed you. This was a discussion that was exclusive to me and Safwan. Brothers, the point I am stressing, that a kafir, even in his kufr and his deviation, the importance they attach to the settling of debts. Brothers, let us strike a balance. The point I am stressing, drop our standards. Allah has given you the means. Drive the most beautiful car. Now, not just because he's driving a Z4 and he's driving a Mercedes C-Class, so I have to pull out a Mercedes. Brothers, drop your standards. Drop your standards. Those are the wheels of Jahannam. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. It's more, so much more I could tell you. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah, give us the tawfiq of heeding these warnings of Nabi alayhi salam. Allah, give us the ability of inculcating and practicing on these noble teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah inspire one another.